Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this December the 9th on the West Coast, now December the 10th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. And we'd also like to take a moment to thank all of you and welcome all of you on Wind Talkers Radio Network for joining us tonight. We know why you're here, as I always say. Maybe you don't, but you'll find out in a second if you're here by accident. Just kidding. There's a lot of news out there. More recently, because of recent production called Conspiracy Theory, which is hosted and produced by a former Minnesota governor, former wrestler, professional wrestler, and Navy SEAL Jesse Ventura, who hosts the show. There's quite a bit of information which has been kept secret from people as to what's going on with the water supply. And this is in not just in the United States, but around the world. We may talk about that a little bit and some of the other hidden little tidbits that are going on behind the scenes to distract you and to put you in a state of fear. And before we do that, I want to carry along with our usual MO and share some music with you. And I want to dedicate this to all the folks over in Great Britain that listen to Doug's Wind Talkers Network stations over there. Doug, this is for you and everyone who works so hard to bring the show to the English-speaking people on the other side of the pond. And this is one of your own from Great Britain who happened to make it real big in the United States, too, not just with the police, but on his own. This is a song by Sting, and it's called All This Time.
City in the fog and the old church tower where the seagulls flee.
The sounds of Great Britain Sting, and that's dedicated to you Windtalker stations out there. And right now I'm going to bring your founder and one of your own, former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977, and host of a fantastic radio show that's heard around the world. It's called A Marine's Disquisition. My good friend, former U.S. Marine Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Semper Fi. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much, Don.
We're here.
And to all my Marines around the world, guys, the top cop, those of you that have been sending me emails concerning the top cop on the USS Herbert Walker Bush, aircraft carrier. They finally got him. And the George H.W. Bush, his staff, has got him before the Judge Advocate General in Washington, D.C. And to the men that this E-9 chief, senior chief petty officer that was in charge of doing the investigations. He is now under investigation, facing many, many charges. And to the corporal that was stapled 20 times in the back with a stapler, thank God you're getting some restitution. Thank you. I want to thank a couple of the senior personnel out there in the United States Marine Corps. On the George Herbert Walker Bush aircraft carrier, who brought this to these allegations forward and mandated an investigation. And I want to thank the seagoing bellhops, as they're affectionately referred to. And these are Marines that work on board aircraft carriers and destroyers as VMPs more than they do anything else. To keep the peace, more like a police officer, but their job is very, very few people ever give them respect. To those guys that work behind the scenes to bring down this Navy senior chief petty officer who just basically lost his marbles, 17 years in the Navy, and then he starts this 20-month abuse on enlisted personnel. It's a shame, Don, that we have lost our morals in all branches of the service.
You know, Drew, I wasn't familiar with that story. Has this been published for very long?
Oh, has it been published? Oh, yeah, it's on the front page of the Navy Times. But in the Navy Times, it only talks about the trial coming up on December 3rd and 4th. you have to get on the internet and pull the Navy news. And in the Navy news, the hearing, you would, like in a search engine on the internet, you do a search engine, you just type in hearing continues for alleged abusive top cop. Or you can type in something to the effect like Senior Chief Kevin Curtis, because that's what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Chief Kevin Curtis, 17 years in the United States Navy. He only got, in 17 years, he only had 2 good conduct medals. In 10 years, I had 3.
Mm-hmm.
And was working on my 4th. So, obviously, the guy's been in trouble.
Well, okay. Well, we'll have to look into that. Is there a particular website that you might direct somebody to by web address or?
Oh, the NavyTimes.com.
Okay, NavyTimes.com. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well,
and those of us in the Marine Corps, we monitor both the Navy Times and the Marine Corps Times. These are not news organizations that are part of either the Navy or the Marine Corps. This is a civilian organization that is made up of former Navy, Marines, Air Force, Army, National Guardsmen, and Coast Guardsmen, and Merchant Marines, who all write and investigate and assist in putting the Navy Times, the Army Times, the Air Force Times, the Marine Corps Times, and there's a civilian division here, and I don't know the name of it, but it's all part of this group of news gatherers that are all former government employees in one of the branches of the service or the United States State Department. And they put out all the good stuff, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Drew, I sort of referenced, this is changing the topic somewhat.
I didn't want to stay on that subject. I just wanted to bring it up because I was being given a heads up on it. I wanted to make sure the guys out there knew that I was staying on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Drew, they're telling me over in control at BBS that we got to get you to raise your volume. So maybe I can ask you to stay.
Maybe I move my mouth a little bit.
Well, just make sure you're putting out some diet.
I got you. How's that? Is that better?
That's better. Okay. There you go. Okay. I'm going to stay on the topic of water at least. And
oh yeah. Now I really, we brought up some points on that, on my show. Well, was it Friday? No. On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning, Jesse Ventura's show from last Friday. I even downloaded the show and played a good portion of it, or, you know, bits and pieces, and then turned around and sent the entire audio of that show to military personnel around the world on my Sunday News and Views attachment.
Mm-hmm. Now, first we had this, we've had oil spills for, what, the past 20 years, major oil spills. You had this spill that occurred up at Prudhoe Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were calling that the Exxon Valdez. That's the first time I heard the name Valdez mispronounced, but they called it the Valdez. And they say it's still polluted up there around Alaska. Now, then we have the Gulf of Mexico and millions, maybe even billions of gallons of Corexit put into the ocean. And this new news about things that are being discovered in the water. Do you want to expound on, are you familiar with some of the drugs and residue of vaccinations and things like that, that they're finding in drinking water? We're talking about the regular tap water.
That's why I promote Rod Berry with Ultra Clear Water. Because he has that filtration system, and I don't drink tap water. I won't even, when I go to a friend's house, I usually take a gallon of my own water. I have a Marine here asking me, "What do you mean you take your own water?" I have an artesian well, guys. And it's low pressure, but I get all the water I want for myself. And it's clean. But most people don't have clean water. They have water that comes into the taps, and they think. And this is true all over America. People say, "Well, you got to drink a gallon of water every day," but they don't even bother to try to use any filtration system on their tap water, and they have no clue about what's in their tap water. Here in Little Rock, Arkansas, I paid $20 to run my tap, the tap water that I had at my office. In my real estate office, to the water department, and told them that it was coming from my location, and I did not tell them that it was city water. I just told them it was from the water system of out in West Little Rock. Now, in that particular time that I did that test, there was an independent water supply source that was running water in West Little Rock. And I'm assuming that they thought that I was getting running water tests from their water, because when I got my report back, it came back in with excessive amount of chlorine, excessive amount of fluoride. It had arsenic. It had carcinogens that were considered birth control. That were along the lines of birth control. I repeat, birth control. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have to understand something, we're getting nothing but sewer water clean through some filtration system that the government's using, and it's not cleaning the water. And they're adding fluoride and arsenic and chlorine to disguise the water and think that you've got something clean. And you don't. You really don't. Jesse Ventura show, the doctor that was on there. I don't know her name. If you got 1 minute, Don?
Well, we have a little bit more than a minute here, but are you saying you have to go fetch that, or?
No, I can play it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on
of
just
course,
a second.
Sure. I thought you meant, you know, you had to run away or something.
No. Just 1 second here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a clip that I played on my show Sunday when I did my 3-hour rant.
Countries, for instance, China, that are short on water are coming to countries where they have access to the water. We have a huge debt to China, so we probably have to let them steal it. They have a new technique. It's called sprag bags. They're 500 feet long. They are huge plastic bladders that zip together like Ziploc bags, and they can tow 50 at a time across the ocean behind a boat. And they're taking our best water, stealing it, and they are pumping it into their aquifers that are being drained because of the three dams project.
That's got to be the wildest one yet.
They're taking our water, dragging it across the Pacific Ocean. Stockpiling it. They're pumping our champagne water into their aquifers, and they're leaving the toilet water for us to drink.
So what?
Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, it had a musical ending there. It was really jamming, too. Yeah, it's we've been reporting this on this show, Drew, for about the last 3.5 years. Intermittently, not every day, but certainly that topic has come up over and over again. And you see how many people go into restaurants and order ice for some other drink. They might buy a bottle of Perrier and ask for ice, which is made from tap water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very true. And that's what's so ludicrous when I see people in a restaurant buying bottled water and pouring it over ice cubes from the ice machine that uses water from city water. It don't make any sense at all.
Well, they don't think it.
You know, you can't. Yeah, you know, some people are just downright stupid.
You know, and of course we talk about all of the aspartame products that they put in the little ceramic box that they set at the edge of your table, and it's got a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and it doesn't matter. It's all rat poison. It attacks the nervous system.
Oh yeah,
and they're putting.
Hey, I got one for you. I put some aspartame mixed with some Splenda, stirred up together, and then put all of that in with peanut butter, and put the peanut butter out on my rat trap. Because I get it every once in a while. I get a rat that invades my house from the swamp land out here, and mice as well. Especially right now, the field mice are coming in because of the weather turning freezing.
Drew, I need you to get a little bit closer to the mic.
I'm right on the mic. I really am. I'm right on the mic. Anyway, the bottom line is that we mix this mixture up. And I put it out, and 2 days later, I found three mice in my house, dead in a flat rat. I mean, just blew me away. It was just a test, but they had ate that peanut butter that I put out in dishes, and that mixture of Splenda and aspartame and peanut butter. Obviously, it killed these suckers better than any rat or mouse poison I had.
Yeah, you could give them a drink of tap water, too.
Well, I had the tap water out there. Well, it wasn't tap water. It was my artesian well water. Sorry about that. But I had that there in case you got thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I didn't mean to take us off on a tangent about other, you know, artificial substances that are really toxins. But on top of all the stuff that's in the tap water, people are getting further toxicity put into their food, and they're doing it under the pretense that it's going to save them calories or something.
Oh, yeah. These sodas that they drink, they're not, they call them diet sodas. Give me a break. Have you seen any of these gargantuan, obese women that are walking around? I mean, You got to watch them. At the store, they buy liters of diet sodas, and they push the pound weight in the 300-pound range. Just drives me up a tree. They will drink diet sodas, and when you read the label on all the diet sodas, they got fructose and corn syrup, and you read any. Research, and it'll tell you, you know, you're eating fructose. You cannot digest fructose. You cannot digest fructose. I don't care who you are, every scientist, every official that has ever done any investigative knowledge into fructose will tell you right up front, fructose cannot be digested. It will go and be stored in your body at specific points depending on your gender. If you're a man, it goes directly to your belly fat. If you're a woman, it goes to your hips and thighs because those are the organisms that have the large cells that store that form of fat that fructose is.
Mm-hmm. And then they compound it with starchy foods. You know, if you're consuming meat and potatoes at the same time and then following it up with a dessert and
a diet Coke.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
A diet Dr. Pepper or a diet this or a diet that.
That sugar turns to fat at that point, and the body can't get rid of it.
Well, there's a lot of things that turn to fat. The minute you put it in your mouth, it turns to fat, and people or it turns to sugar, And people don't know that. There are some sugars. There are two. Natural, God's gift to man sugar. Stevia is one. And I can't pronounce the other one. I'm sorry. It starts with an X. And I have to look at my notes to see how it's spelled. Hang on a second.
Well, it's funny that they would start it with the letter that is sort of symbolic of Satan.
It's xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, xylitol.
Xylitol, it sounds like.
Xylitol. It is a natural sugar. You can, two and a half pounds. 2.5 pounds goes for anywhere from $12. A 5 pound bag goes from anywhere from $25 to $35. But if you really do research, like, you know, Don Nikoloff, he goes down the rabbit hole, guys. So, you know, if you want a really good price, tell Don, he'll go find you a really good price, 15 pounds for $75. I know Don can do that. Hello, Don.
Yeah, you mentioned I was waiting for you to finish, but I guess you did.
I did.
Yeah, you brought that up. I think last week, of course, again, now we're talking about other stuff other than water. I want to kind of.
Well, that's true. It rhymes with water. Though.
Yes. Yes.
But really, all of it goes hand in glove with water because if people were to drink water. Instead of sodas or wine when they get thirsty, a lot of times people eat, Don, when their body is telling them, I need water, I got to have water, and people just, they ignore that need for water. They go in and eat a half of an apple pie.
That's because
they sit down and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with sliced bananas.
Monosodium glutamate will do that to your appetite.
Dr. Mango, the Mango Man, Dr. Wayne Pickering. I have him on my show the first Tuesday of every month. He talks about combining foods and improperly. There's things that you should not eat and combine together. Watermelons. You should never eat watermelons with a meal. You should never eat cantaloupes with your breakfast. If you want cantaloupes, you want watermelons, you want any form of a melon, you eat it alone as a melon. You eat steak and potatoes, you're gonna get fat. You eat steak and squash and greens, you're gonna lose weight. Fat is created because you're eating the potatoes, which is a starch, with your meat, and that it upsets the digestive process, and your body will not digest potatoes and steak properly, and the potato turns to sugar. And the body's looking for a place to get rid of it, and your exit canal is a little sluggish in getting rid of all the waste in your system. So the body says, well, we don't want it just sitting in the stomach. We'll just put it over here in the fat cells of the stomach lining. I mean that very seriously. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing.
I'm talking to somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back to the water now. You know, because we could do show after show on food and vitamins.
And this isn't a food show. We're talking about water, and yes, water is the main ingredient out there. A lot of people don't even cook with proper water.
Yeah. Again, they take tap water and they boil it for noodles or pasta or vegetables. And imagine how you're permeating a vegetable when you're steaming it with tap water. Think of the things that are going into it.
No, I don't. I change that verbiage. Think of the vegetables you're steaming with the fluoride and the chlorine and the arsenic.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's the way I put it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've got in the water, just like that doctor that Jesse Ventura had on the show in the little clip I played. Her name didn't come out in that clip, but the bottom line is she is a PhD in water is her specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally, at the end of the clip, she tells you that the governments of China are stealing our water right in front of our own noses,
mm-hmm.
and leaving sewer water for us to drink while they take the pristine water. Well, this massive amount of water, who's drinking all of this clean water?
Mm-hmm. Drew.
And here's another kicker. Somebody said, well, I like that bottled water. I got to have that bottled water. Well, okay, you're buying bottled water for over $4 a gallon for something that should be free.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for it because you're putting it in a plastic container and plastic comes from oil. Remember that. Oil makes those plastic bags. And what else goes in that plastic? Well, oil is shipped to China, and ladies and gentlemen, only 7% of a 42-gallon barrel of oil is used for gasoline or diesel. 7%. The rest of the oil goes into other products.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the main product that plastic comes from? Oil.
Oh, yeah.
Oil.
Well, we sort of got off of water, but you made a point, and
I'm not off of water.
No.
I'm not off water because they're making the plastic and out of the oil, and the water goes in the plastic that's manufactured in China with all the arsenic, and
yes.
Then we're supposed to be getting clean water out of plastic bottles. I'm sorry.
All right. Now, if I may say, I have a song queued up that I'd like to play that sort of describes this process of obfuscation and repeating things over and over and over again. And I give you a chance to, you the listeners, to contemplate the words of this song from Steely Dan. And they suggest that we do it again.
Listen in.
that you're not a gambling man, then you'll find your black in Vegas with a handle in your hand. Your black cards can make you money, so you hide them when you're able. In the land of milk and honey, you must put them on the table. Yeah, you go back to Jack.
You see, Drew, what they were saying there is that we're on a merry-go-round or a carousel or a hamster wheel, and we just keep doing the same things over and over, and we don't learn. Now, that's what the people running this show are doing, okay? Do we have to be afraid of that insanity? Do we really have to allow this stuff to keep going on? What do you think some solutions are to putting a stop to all this?
Get the boomer out.
Well, let's say
you ask. I mean, it's time to get my personal viewpoint. I'm with Colorado Al. It's time to bring the boomers forward, and we march on Washington. We march on our state capitals. We've got too many darn lobbyists out here. Now, Don, do you know there's 871,000? Take that down. Write that down. That's 871, 10, 20, 30. 871,000 lobbyists in the United States of America. Lobbyists that are affecting our government and our lives. They sit there with, we've got to have this law. We've got to have that law. We've got to have personal protection of this. We've got to have protection for that. It's all about morals, and here we are on water. Water is a God-given right. We have a God-given right to drink pure, clean water without it being wasted. We've got to get rid of fluoride, so let's put fluoride in the water. And every time somebody has something different that they've created, the runoff, the massive amount of runoff, and God forbid you live anywhere close to a chicken plant that they, a rendering plant, that's a cleaning plant, ladies and gentlemen, where they clean the chicken by pulling all the feathers off of it and beheading it and bleeding it out. And obviously those chickens have to be washed and cleaned before they're packaged. And you can't just put that dirty water into a stream. Bottom line is, water is a God-given right to have. And here we are. We've got people like George W. Bush and his part of the George Herbert Walker Bush clan buying 5,000 hectares of land in Paraguay, sitting on the largest untapped aquifer of clean water in the world.
Oh, yeah, he's got an underground base there. He's got military.
And it's at our expense.
He's got barracks.
We're talking about the American people's tax dollars built the underground base, built the largest runway in the world. Even the Concorde, the French Concorde jet, could land at each end of the field at the same time.
Yeah, they claim they retired those planes, but one never knows. Do one.
Well, how many? Do you know how many they built?
Well, I think it was just a handful, wasn't it? They
said something like 13.
Six. Oh, more than that? Okay.
There were 13 built. There was six in flight at all times.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One blew up. So that left them with 12. One was on the ground, and they pulled parts off of it to keep the other six in the air at all times. So that leaves us 11. There was a maintenance rotation. Excuse me. There was a maintenance rotation of two that happened every 2 months or every 3 months. Two of them were brought in for a full shakedown maintenance, and they were replaced with the two that were on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But those two that were on the ground, even though they're out of service and their fuel tanks are taken off, they can readily be made to fly. We were told that these planes were disassembled. We don't know that for a fact, but I do know where one sits that's fully operational, and all it needs is somebody to go out there and put some avgas in it, and that sucker can take off in Paris, France, and land in Rio de Janeiro 4 hours later. So don't tell me, people, that there's not a setup out there to control water around the world, and these people don't have a way to get to it.
And they're selling our water to China. Or are they just giving it?
And they're legally selling water to China, our drinking water, our pristine drinking water. And how are they doing it? One pallet at a time. Bottling the water up and putting it in bottles and shipping it back to China. And we, the people, aren't doing anything about it. Don, it's boomer time. We're going to wake up, and it's going to be 1789 France, but it's going to be 100 times worse. 100 times worse.
Yeah.
You got your guillotine ready? How about your dirty old rope?
You're not asking me that. You're asking the listeners.
No, I'm asking my Marines out there.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, watch the movie Angel and the Bad Man at the very end of the movie. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get the dirty old ropes out. These guys do not deserve a clean rope. That's my personal viewpoint. And I'm surprised they hadn't kicked my door in, but I expect it any day. I think the reason they hadn't kicked my door in is because they know that there's going to be a few deaths. Because they're coming to take me out. So I could care less. Knowing that when they kick my door in, they're not here to put me in a due process situation. Because I'm one of those few that's learned in the law, not sold out. And ladies and gentlemen, you think that you have problems and you hired a lawyer to help you? I have court sites from United States District Courts and the United States Supreme Court that specifically says a lawyer is there not to represent you. His first duty is to the court. So if you think that you're going to bring a lawsuit because you're getting dirty water, you better think twice. Because you're going to get in there and you're not going to be able to bring the evidence of the fact that you're getting dirty water while clean water is being placed in bottles and then placed into tankers and then shipped back to China. And you ask, well, how come China's able to buy it? They're able to buy it because they have the U.S. government's debt of Washington, D.C., the corporate entity. And we, the people, are not using our boomers enough to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to drink this carcinogen, arsenic, fluoride, cow manure. I'm going to want clean water.
Drew, let me ask you a question, if I may. It's obvious how you feel about this. From the Marines that you talk to and other people in the military around the world, what are they saying about this issue?
Which Marine? Name a Marine. Name a Marine that's outside the United States in what area of the world you want, and I'll give you a quick paraphrase. Any country.
You want me to provide?
I'm asking
the name?
You to give me the name. Give me a country. Any country. Oh. Pick a country, and I'll tell you. I will paraphrase something that I've read, but then since I did my show last Sunday on water.
Okay, Japan.
Okay, in Japan, the water in Japan is some of the best in the world because they bring in water from the Antarctic or from Antarctica, and their water is run through a distillation process that distills water. However, their bottled water is some of the worst in the world because their bottled water comes from places like France or Germany or the United States, and it's nothing but tap water in those countries.
Now, which water are the soldiers able to get most of the time, or what are they provided with?
The military men in Iwakuni and those at the American Embassy in Tokyo are provided with some of the best water, unless they're off base. If they're off the military reservation, they get some of the dirtiest water in both places.
Okay. Now, what about this island that Representative Hank Johnson was afraid was going to dip over and capsize? What about Guam? That, by the way, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
No. In the water in Guam, they have a distillation water system there that pulls ocean water and runs it through a distillation system and then puts it back. It actually tastes a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean salty, so, you know, just really salty. It just has a minute salt taste to the water.
Yeah.
And other than that, they do not use fluoride or chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have arsenic in that water. Believe it or not, they put arsenic in the water.
And what is the reason that they, has anyone questioned that, or do they just?
No, I don't know if anybody's questioning it, but the reasoning behind it is to keep the germs in the from breaking down the water after the water's been sitting in a glass for 8 or 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that excuse because people buy gallons of water and they take it home.
Yeah.
And stick it in the refrigerator so they can drink cold poison instead of warm poison.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
You didn't ask, so we're gonna offer it to the public. The Marines are shouting here.
What about in
Iraq? They want me make sure you bring up Iraq.
Okay.
Iraqi water is some of the worst in the world for the military because the military has paid hundreds of millions of dollars to Halliburton to clean the water, the drinking supply, and the drinking water in Iraq's got all kinds of little critters, just squiggly little critters that are attached themselves to your uterus. And for the women and for the men, it attaches themselves to their bladder system and their colons. as it's being washed through. Lots of there's probably 25% of all the men and women that served in the military branches that served in Iraq and Afghanistan that have come down with all kinds of waterborne diseases.
Now, are there any remedies for those conditions that they're getting, or are these things, are they suffering with these symptoms?
How do I want to phrase this? There are remedies. That is to distill your own water, and there's a lot of military men that are doing that. There's some that have picked up some of the falsified water containers that are loaded down with water to use, and that water is not any good because it sits on the same property and it's basically the same water. But
It becomes a question of, do you want to have birth control in your water, or do you want to have worms?
A baby on the front porch.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people just don't realize how bad our water supply is. That's why Jesse Ventura, it was, in my eyes, it was the best show done, even though Jesse Ventura's done a show on HARP, mm-hmm. weather management, et cetera. He was right on with water. Matter of fact, I tell you what, when I did that little clip a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
If I open that folder up again, I do believe I do have that water clip on Jesse Ventura. This is a 1 minute clip by Jesse Ventura. We have time to play this?
Yeah, you play that. I'm gonna follow it up with a musical message.
Okay, this, ladies and gentlemen, is Jesse Ventura, the ending of his show last Friday, with the right, your right, God-given right, to air, water, right to live, free and independent.
If anybody's got a right to anything in this world, you'd figure it would be water. But now it's just like oil, another product to be bought and sold by faceless, greedy corporations, hungry power brokers, and all the evil bastards who want to rule the world. And they are ruling the world by controlling the one thing all of us need to survive. They're doing it right in front of us, in ways we can't even see. Every time you pay for a bottle of water, you're part of the conspiracy. And what happens when the water runs out? They'll just find a way to control the air that you breathe. Think I'm kidding? Don't hold your breath. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
One man doing his due diligence to bring the truth to the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesse Ventura. You see him every Friday night on your local cable network. Check him out.
Okay, Drew, I'm gonna move on to a musical message, as I said. This is Who's Behind All of This.
Outstanding.
That you're watching me on the telly, see me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting, children dying every day. Oh, burning it down every day. Your name is, I'll see your name you. Is, I'll see you. I'll change if you fold me in as a prince. There's a den of your soul. I live in the ghetto. You just come to visit me round election time. Hi. Just live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You cause your own country to fall.
You see, Drew, even a blind man, but just a fabulous composer, singer, musician, arranger, producer, creator, and a messenger can see what the problem is. And this is many years ago. Big Brother, oh, yeah. From Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't intend at all to sound like I'm mocking him for being physically blind, because he's got more vision than most people I've ever met. See, he's paying attention to what's going on because he's got really good hearing and he's listening to what they're saying and comparing that to what they do. See, that's what we should be doing. There are those of us that do that. You wanna make a closing comment here, Drew, on tonight's show?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you flat out. This is the year 2010. This is the first day of the rest of your life. December the 10th, 2010, wherever you are. Oh, yeah, it may be December the 9th in Hawaii.
Speak up, Drew, please. Speak a little louder, please.
It is still December the 10th. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to do, you've got to stand up. You've got to understand right now, is the rest day, the first day of the rest of your life, and you've got to take control. You cannot just sit there and think somebody else is going to do the job. Somebody else is not doing the job. That's why evil is taking over this planet. That's why the kids in London are rioting. They're tired. They're not going to take it anymore. And they don't know who they don't have enough independent radio stations to tell the truth. Doug's doing everything he can up in Ireland, and fortunately, he lives in Free Ireland, the six counties of Northern Ireland, where that are, even though they're controlled by the British government, he has a lot of leeway in what he does in getting the truth out to you guys there. And if it wasn't for him, America today, if it wasn't for Wind Talkers Radio Network, Americans here in the United States today would not know about the Kenyan that was murdered yesterday. Right as my show was beginning. And you have to understand, We're being manipulated. There's only two or three men in the entire planet that are controlling the news media of what you're being fed. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Marines are out there dying. Army men are dying. Air Force officers and enlisted personnel are dying in different places. National Guardsmen are dying. Navy seamen are dying around the globe for the elite. War is a racket. Only the rich make money on war. They finance both sides. History there. Look at the history. Look, you think that we in World War II were attacked and our government didn't know about it. Look at the listening post, the base, the listening post H on Kauai Island or one of the islands there. Don't know exactly the name of it. It's on YouTube. Look it up and know for a fact, 6 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days before December the 7th, communications were being received and dissected and translated because the United States government had broke the Japanese code in 1938. And they knew, meaning they, Roosevelt, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, knew the Japanese were coming. The Honolulu newspaper printed it in their paper a week in advance. The Japanese are coming to invade Hawaii, attack Hawaii within the next immediate future, front page of a paper. But we sat around and danced and sang and drank and watched ball games. And we allowed 2,900 men and women and children to die in Hawaii because of the invasion. And it was all a deceptive measure to get the United States involved in a world war. And the Japanese were goaded into attacking. We could have stopped it before it happened. You want me to close the show, Don? I'm going to tell you, I'll close the show. People, listen to Don Nikoloff. Pay attention to alternative radio news networks such as BBS. Learn the truth. Pass the truth around. Network the truth or die. Thank you, Don. To all my Marines around the world, Semper Fi.
Drew, thank you for being on the show, and I couldn't agree with your message more. I want to alert the listeners to your website, amd.elequity.com. Again, amd.elequity.com. Just type that into an address window and hit return, and you'll be on a fabulous research site. It's being worked on, being redesigned. Drew, your sound level is great right now. If I were you, I wouldn't change it for your show. See how that works for you. You'll be putting out a nice, strong signal. And you sound good, though. I've been listening to your show. You're doing a great job.
This is day three. This is the end of day three with this fantastic equipment. And those of you out there on BBS Radio, those of you that listen nightly after night, whether you're in Arizona, whether you're in California, whether you're on Hawaii, on Honolulu, whether you're in Southeast Asia or Europe, or anywhere in this climb, in this hemisphere.
Now your volume's going down again, Drew. So
that's because the mic was moving away from my desk. I had my eyes closed and I wasn't paying attention to the boom that the mic was sitting on, and it was drifting away.
Okay.
Anyway, bottom line is, guys, I'm going to tell you, Don Nikoloff found a way to get this equipment into my hands to increase a better volume and a better program for me. And it's not, he didn't do it for me. He did it for you, so you can have a better program that would bring you more truth. And I thank you, Don Nikoloff, for help, for donating this equipment to me. And I want to thank the men and the women over at the Guitar Center there in Vermillion,
no, that's
Ohio.
North Olmsted, Ohio is where.
Well, their billing address was Vermillion on the Lake. That's the return on the, you know, Vermillion on the Lake. Sounds like Lady of the Lake with the sword.
Well, anyway, you don't have to thank me for that, Drew. That's just how the universe works. You see, you put out a good message, you put out the truth, and you bring on guests that do that, and you're helping a lot of people. You're waking up a lot of people, and that's how the universe works. So you don't thank me. You just thank the good Lord. That's
amen
all.
To the Lord. Hey, and for all those queers out there and all those homosexuals, stuff it.
Drew, I'm going to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being on the show. Let the listeners know you'll be with us next week, Thursday. And so I look forward to another show, and I'll be visiting with Drew next Monday. And that's heard on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. All that information.
Buy my ticket.
You know, all that information is on Drew's website. So Drew, thanks for being on the show. Want to thank Wind Talkers around the world for broadcasting this show either live or in an archive. Also over at BBS Radio, Seth Hendrick on the sound, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Mr. Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.